Now, let's go back to the flat, to the apartment, which is
die
Wohnung, and the habit would be die Gewohnheit, and habitually is
gewöhnlich,
right? Gewöhnlich, that would be habitually or usually, but now the verb would be to get used to something, yes? And that will be reflexive. I will get used to it, would be in German. I will habituate myself on it or at it, which means that the verb is sich gewöhnen. Sich gewöhnen. In English, you get used to it. In German, you get used at it. At would be
an,
and at it would be
an es,
no, or an
daran.
Thank you, daran. Yes. So how would you say, I will get used to it? I will habituate myself at it.
Ich werde daran, no, mich daran
gewöhnen.
Gewöhnen.
Yes. Gewöhnen.
Gewöhnen.
Right, yes. Instead of gewöhnen, gewöhnen. Und Umlaut. Gewöhnen. Ich werde mich daran gewöhnen. Or, one will say, I have to get used to it.
Ich muss mich darauf gewöhnen.
Ich muss mich daran gewöhnen. It is not easy. What is the word for easy?
Einfach.
Oh, einfach means simple. Ah. Einfach, fach means a fold, yes? So einfach is what you have in one fold, that is simple, yes? Zweifach would be twofold, yes?
Oh, is it leicht?
Right, it is. Ah. Actually, leicht means also light, yes? Light in weight, leicht, GH in English, you have a CH, and you have leicht. So it is very light, or it is very easy, it's the same. Es ist sehr leicht. So for difficult, since light is easy, difficult would be heavy.
Schwer.
Schwer, yes. So it is not very very heavy would be, or it is not very difficult, it's the same.
Es ist nicht sehr schwer.
Yes, es ist nicht sehr schwer. Yes. So you have leicht. But to turn it into a noun in German, you will use Leichtigkeit, so Heiterkeit. Yes. Or for difficult would be difficulty, Schwierigkeit. For that matter, you have two words for difficult in German. You can say schwer, you can also say schwierig. Es ist sehr schwierig. Keine Schwierigkeit. No difficulty. How would you say, I cannot get used to it? It's very difficult for me. How would you say that? Ich kann mich nicht at it
daran
gewöhnen.
Gewöhnen. Right. Ich kann mich nicht daran gewöhnen.
Right. Ich kann mich nicht daran gewöhnen. Es ist sehr schwer für mich. One has to get used to it. One has to get used to it.
Man hat gewohnt daran.
One has to. What does it mean in English? One has to get used to it.
Man muss.
Man muss. So,
daran.
Reflexive.
Man muss sich.
Sich.
Daran gewöhnen.
Right. Man muss sich daran gewöhnen. Man muss sich daran gewöhnen. And it's used a lot in German. Yes. Mm. Sich gewöhnen, sich daran gewöhnen. I finally got used to it. What is finally? Now, here we have finally, finalement. This is the French part. This is the richness of the English language, because you can take it from French, you can take it from Anglo-Saxon. Well, finally, final, is French, but the Anglo-Saxon word for final is at the end. And is Anglo-Saxon. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. So if you want to make it now, finally would be endlich. Yes.
Oh, wow.
There you have it. Endlich. I finally got used to it, would be
ich. Ich habe mich endlich daran gewöhnt.
Right. Ich habe mich endlich daran gewöhnt. Now, to remember, we just used before, I remember, ich erinnere mich. I remembered would be ich.
Ich habe mich erinnert.
Right. Ich habe mich erinnert. Now, in English, you remember something. You remember it. Whereas in German, you do the same with remembering as you do with getting used to it in German, at it, to habituate oneself at it, and to remember also, to recall it at it also. For instance, if you want to say, I don't remember it in German, I don't recall to myself at it, would be?
Ich erinnere mich nicht daran.
Right. Ich erinnere mich nicht daran. Yes. Or, I cannot remember it.
Ich kann mich nicht daran erinnern.
Ich kann mich nicht daran erinnern. I couldn't remember, would be. I couldn't remember it.
Ich könnte mich, ich konnte.
Right.
Mich.
Ich konnte. Fast.
Ich konnte mich nicht daran erinnern.
Ich konnte mich nicht daran erinnern. Yes.